from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Speaking of Dick Hammer, there was a hammer that got put down yesterday by yours truly.
Pasquantino drills it high in the air, deep to right field. Sheets just watches it fly. Vinny Pasquantino launches a two-run homer. The Royals take an 8-3 lead in the top of the ninth inning.
This is more than a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we don't need to sit here and talk about how they beat the White Sox 10-3 or whatever. They swept a team. Yep. Again. They went 12-1 against that team.
That's what you have to do against. Like, can I just do a quick sidebar? Is that the worst professional team you've ever seen play in any sport?
I watched one last year in this city play. 106 losses is pretty bad.
I don't know that it was like this,
It was pretty bad. We had Hunter Dozier in the lineup until like May. Basically, yeah, and it's like, what are we doing?
No, I mean, this White Sox team, man.
Yeah, they're
like,
not bad.
Oh, my God.
They're bad. It's like, and that's the thing about baseball is when you're bad, it's such a long season and it's in the middle of summer and then you have another team that comes in there and just starts raking. Yeah, they're bad.
They're a bad team.
I watched the Detroit Lions team go winless.
Yeah.
I've watched the Cleveland
Browns. But that's only once a week, right?
Sure, but I mean, it was for 17 weeks.
White Sox have lost 17 in a row.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh.
Franchise record.
Yeah.
And, you know, I watched the Chiefs 1 year go 2-14, mm-hmm. and it was like all they had was Jamal Charles. Yeah. I know they had a defense. They had Tomba and Barry and all those
like
guys.
Six Pro Bowlers off of that team.
Yeah, all on defense. Wow. And then there was Jamal. So, like,
right.
I've seen bad, like.
And the Chiefs, I mean, the Chiefs that year in 2012, I call that, that's the worst single season that any NFL franchise has ever had. And somebody goes, well, what about the 0-16 Lions? The way that whole season went down with all the off the field drama that ended with the Jovan Belcher murder suicide, like that to me takes the cake for the worst season in the history, you know, of the NFL. But you know, they did have some Pro Bowlers on that team, and it was the NFL. But this White Sox team right now, man, like it is brutal. Like I found myself yesterday going, just end the game, like wave the white flag, finish this thing after seven. Like I just can't sit here and stomach watching this team anymore. Just absolutely, just kind of, you know, pretend and go through the motions like that. But that's what you have to do, like in sports. Like there's no benefit in going 500 in professional sports. Either be good or be really, really bad so you can get rid of all the players and start over, just like the Royals did last year, right? Like they were honest with everybody and said, look, this is going to be an evaluation season. And they went in and evaluated and they said, we don't have anything that's all that great here. So let's get rid of 17 of these people and bring in new players. And you start to see the way that the Royals did it. You have to wonder, you know, in a small way, Dusty, like, are the White Sox trying to do that same thing? And are other teams going to follow this Royals mold? Because after 14-15 with the bullpen, everybody started investing in the bullpen. And the Royals a year ago with 106 losses, which the White Sox should blow past 106 losses, right? They're at 83 or 84 already, right? Blow the doors off the 106 losses that the Royals had. Are they going to approach the offseason the same way that the Royals did And that's taking chances on veteran players that maybe are looking for a different opportunity or a new situation, like you did with Waka and you did with Lugo. Like what we're watching with the Royals right now, is that going to be the blueprint going forward for a lot of teams in Major League Baseball? Because it's working right now. And as we know, sports is such a copycat league.
Yeah, it's working because they did their research and they knew what they could go out and find, right? They got Seth Lugo, who basically was betting on himself.
Yep.
And the Royals were like, well, we don't really have any other option.
Right.
Michael Waka was basically just like, hey, we're not going to sign you. You're also out of San Diego. We'll go get somebody else because we have money and you don't fit our system. Perfect fit for the Royals. Cole Reagans was a trade that J.J. Piccolo should get every day, night and day, reminded of how good of a trade that was. Brady Singer, the way he's pitching, I might give Brady Singer game one ball of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
But this is more than a good team. White Sox, by the way, 27 and 84.
84. Yeah. 84. 27 and 84.
Yeah, pretty bad.
God.
Not great.
Yeah.
And the reason I say this is more than a good team is because every year, at least I feel like, we see some sort of team have some sort of narrative like this when they get into the playoffs, and then you hear about all these stories. So we're going to tell you what they are first before you hear Joe Buck or whoever it is talk about it on Fox in October. They have more than just an MVP candidate. Everybody knows now who Bobby Witt Jr. is. Mm-hmm. We know what he should be. By the way, Aaron Judge goes 0 for 4 yesterday, golden sombrero. For those of you that don't know the terminology, 4 strikeouts.
And the Yankees still won yesterday.
So they didn't need.
And they beat the Phillies yesterday, which is the second best team in baseball behind Cleveland on the road.
Yeah.
And they won a game, Aaron Judge 0 for 4. If Bobby Witt goes 0 for 4 and has 4 strikeouts, do you think the Royals are going to win that night?
Probably not.
Probably not. That tells you he's the MVP.
He also extended his hit streak to 15 games. In the end of the month of July, he almost hit 500 for the month. He had one day, I can't get over this stat, I know it's very small, one day in a 31-day month. So what they have, like, I can try to see what that schedule says. 3 off days
in
July?
Well, you had the All-Star break, okay, which was 4.
Okay, so they had 7 off days?
Maybe, yeah, sure, whatever.
So one day during July, he didn't have a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
why not? That's unacceptable.
Right. Yeah.
Has anybody looked into that?
Outside of MVP candidate, I think personally, and I could bathe myself in bias, you have the coach of the year candidate. This team went from 56 to 86 wins easily.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can get more than that. They're now 11 games above 500 on August 1st. That's a team that's better than just good. They're 6 back from the division, tied with Minnesota. They're tied for the second spot in the wild card. They have a 2-game lead over the Boston Red Sox. You're getting ready to play three out of four. You need 3 out of 4 against the Tigers in a 4-game series,
yeah.
I believe.
Well, the Tigers aren't very good. You got to go in there and take care
of this. And they just got rid of Flaherty. Scooble's still there.
Right.
And then you have the big one. You have Monday through Wednesday, August 5th, or 4th, 5th, and 6th against the Red Sox. So just keep moving. Just keep the engine running and keep this sort of momentum, because sometimes when you go kick team's ass like Chicago, you kind of find yourself. And then you go play Detroit, 3 out of 4. If you can win that, you're going to play for 4. Split, I'd be okay with. 3 out of 4. Is what I'm hoping they get.
Yeah, I'm not okay with a split against Detroit. These are the teams that you need to make hay against, because after this Detroit series, then it does get really tough. Then you have the Twins, then you have the Red Sox, then you have the Indians, then you have the Astros. Like, and the Astros are battling right now for that division out there out west. I don't know that the West gets another team in other than the division winner this year. So there's going to be a tough battle out there. But, you know, I think this team has arrived. I think it's August 1st, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's August 1st.
Yeah.
This team is in the playoffs right now. And that means you're a good baseball team. There's no more wondering if this is a good team. They added to the bullpen. That Egress guy or whatever his name is from Oakland that they got looked nasty yesterday on the mound.
I mean,
that guy was dealing like it was nobody's business yesterday. Even Salvi after the game was like, that guy's sick. So you've got yourself some reinforcements. You've got a good starting rotation. You've got guys in the lineup that have great timely hitting right now. You've got some leadership in there with Salvi and some of these other guys that have been around the block. Obviously, Will Smith as well, who's been, you know, in the World Series the last 17 years or whatever it is. So, you know, the odds are pretty good when they signed Will Smith. It was like, he always goes to the World Series, and people are like, oh, it's the Royals. But look where they are right now. They're in a position right now in August, on August 1st, to be a playoff team. The playoff push is officially on. It's officially go time right now. That's why, to me, splitting with Detroit is just not acceptable. You got to go out there and you got to win these games and you got to stack these wins, because eventually you're not going to play the White Sox and the Tigers, right? So you have to take advantage of it when you play them. And that's why three out of four to me is a must in this series. Three out of four is the only thing other than a sweep, obviously, that would be acceptable. And I know it's a lot of pressure on these guys right now, but October is going to be a lot of pressure as well. So you might as well start feeling it right now, treating all of these like playoff games. Go out there with that must-win attitude, because if you suffer losses in Detroit, again, we'll be looking back and going, damn, if they didn't lose three out of four, they didn't just split, if they got three out of four there, it's a completely different ballgame. So you got to go out there and you got to take care of business against the Tigers. Keep losing teams, losing, and they're losers.
There was a lot of losses yesterday. If it was up to me, everybody get off the field. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Lyke, as we dive into what happened at Chiefs camp yesterday, you're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.